What? Do something with it.
I do everything.
Listeners, she's got a glass in her hand, a broken glass in her hand. I know you heard that. She ain't going to do shit with it, all right? And
oh, I love the shenanigans. And, there's a lot of shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Okay, that was just that one time. I was drunk. You said you were going to bring it up again. I'm not pulling anything out.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh. All right, go ahead.
I didn't really have, like, enemies, per se, except for the one, you know, since sixth grade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To this day, mother bitch.
Hey, yo, if she see you, it's a wrap.
Willing to do anything, including creating a fight club to get some pussy.
Also referred to as Uno. But you know how many gotten shot over that game? Plenty.
Facts. I pulled the knife on you last week.
Exactly. I still have the wound. Let's not cut this podcast short due to fisticuffs.
Could the ugly, untalented gays please report to the principal's office?
Terrified.
All right, we're gonna be fine.
Jesus.
I can get it up. I can get it up.
Spotlight on Wesley. Yo, what up, what up, what up? Professionally silly listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. Guess who's back, ladies and gentlemen?
Yep, and I'm holding a shotgun. And we're shooting this shit. I have a shotgun and an RPG at hand.
That is hilariously dangerous. I
love it. Yep, sure is.
I love it. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review positively. It will be very helpful for the podcast. Why am I talking in this manner?
I have no idea.
I must quit immediately.
Please, I'm getting scared.
Coming up, everything awesome. Let's go ahead and get to it.
Please.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about, man, clearly we got to discuss one of the dopest movies I've seen in a long time, but like dope because of also nostalgia, but I'm talking about the movie Bottoms.
Bro. Ah, yes, Bottoms. Yes, came out last year. Very underrated. There's a lot of movies that have been going under the radar right now just due to economic strife, COVID, strikes of multiple proportions. A lot going on right now. So, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna be mad at you if this one kind of slipped under the radar for you, pimpin'.
It's a good one, too, because, like, if you don't know what the movie Bottoms is, it's so fucking fire. You've got to go ahead and go to YouTube and check out the trailer. You've probably seen it before and was like, oh, that's Bottoms.
Okay, yeah, and I'll set the stage for you. Okay, so it's basically two characters in high school, of course. I'm not sure if it's their senior year, but I'm sure they're somewhere towards their senior year, and it's the classic, I'm trying to get some pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see what that thing feel
but
like.
But the caveat
trying to see what that thing feel like. I'm trying to see what that, please. So, of course, concocting schemes. I ain't even gonna tell you what the scheme is, because that's always like, that's the hook, you know what I'm saying? So that they're concocting schemes, and of course shenanigans are afoot. And
oh, I love the shenanigans. And, there's a lot of shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Yes, tomfoolery and shenanigans, a fool, tomfoolery, a fool. You know what I'm saying? It's very very much harking back to like Superbad, to very much like what is it?
Early 2000s.
American Pie-esque.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Very few.
National Lampoon-y.
National Lampoon-y. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Ladies and gentlemen, the caveat. So everything that he is saying is correct. They trying to get some pussy, but here's the thing. They're lesbians.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
High school lesbians trying to get laid, willing to do anything, including, and I can say this because it's a premise, you'll see it in the trailer, including creating a fight club. To get some pussy. It is the dopest thing. And I think one of the reasons, before I even get to that, let me read to you actually what it says, what the synopsis of it is reading here on the Google here. It says, unpopular best friends PJ and Josie started a high school fight club to meet girls and lose their virginity. They soon find themselves in over their heads when the most popular students start beating each other up in the name of self-defense.
Could the ugly, untalented gays please report to the principal's office?
Guess that's you guys. Tonight is our night. We're getting cooch. I'm gonna talk to Brittany. You could say hi to Isabel.
What would I say?
Hey, girl, how's your boyfriend? How's his penis?
I'm gonna expel you both
for committing a crime against
Jeff.
Get out of the car.
You can't tell me what to do.
Get out of the freaking car!
We were just practicing for our self-defense club.
So it's like a fight club?
Yes.
What's your plan here?
Jeff is psychotic, and they're picking on the weak and defenseless.
So we teach a bunch of girls how to defend themselves. They are grateful to us.
Adrenaline is flowing. Next thing you know, Isabel and Brittany are kissing us on the mouth. Welcome to our fucking fight club.
Let's get it popping in this motherfucker. Bitch, I'm here to take that round.
I want that trophy.
To have a safe space like this, it means a lot to people.
I'm gonna finally reverse stalk my stalker.
Yeah!
I'll be able to kill my stepdad.
Awesome.
Okay. He seems so supportive of women, especially the hot ones.
Men need therapy.
Are you cheating on me?
No!
I literally saw you yesterday.
So nerd, I fucked your mom!
We are literally at the bottom. We have nowhere to go but up. They deserve a shot at showing everybody how fucking cool they are.
Let's go fuck up some football place.
You created a fight club to get some coochie. You don't even know how to work that thing. I know y'all ain't tickling the pearl.
I just don't know if you're supposed to be talking to us like that, just like as a teacher.
So this came out back in August of 2023. And the director's name is Emma Seligman. I think that's how you say her name. I apologize if I'm incorrect there. This movie also made $13.6 million in the box office, okay, which is fire. Their budget was $11.3 million, so they got a little profit. That's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movies have done worse.
Yeah. And I mean, and just for some context, y'all, it's always movies like these that have upcoming stars in them, but even the folks in this are actually pretty damn. You've seen them before. Ayo, what is her name? Ayo Abitri. I always get her name wrong,
yeah,
but
right
she
there.
Was in The Bear. She just did SNL. She's done some stand-up stuff. You know what I'm saying? Rachel Sennott, I believe her name is. I always get her fucking name wrong. She was in Shiva Baby. She was in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. That came out 2 years ago with Dave Robinson. You know what I'm saying? So and she was in The Idol, too, for a brief period of time.
Yeah.
Good so
cast.
It's
great
there's
cast.
Great people in it. There's great people in it. You know what
they
I'm saying?
They had some content creators in there as well.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
A lot of movies do nowadays.
Yeah. And they did a great job. And I got to tell you, I think one of the things that I enjoyed about the movie the most. Oh, we're forgetting someone.
Oh, yeah, of course. What's his name? Fuck, I always forget his name, too. Marshawn Lynch. That's his name. Fucking Marshawn Lynch. I was just about to look his name up until she showed it to me. He plays like a teacher. Hilarious. Fucking
yeah, that's
hilarious.
Dope, man. And for those of you who don't know who he is, it's an NFL football player. Is he actually still playing? Because
he's
known for being with the Seahawks.
He's not.
I didn't think so. I don't really know a lot about the Seahawks.
You know, and here's the thing, y'all. The thing that makes this movie great, and a lot of those high school movies great, is they sort of encapsulate the high school fantasy.
Yes.
Not what high school actually was to most of y'all, but sort of that fantasy you had going into it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What you thought it was going to be. Yeah. Even when you were there, you know what I'm saying? While you were going through it, those fantasies you had.
And if you
how
went
you thought
there,
something was going to play out.
If you went to high school in like the early 2000s, this movie is for you because it was definitely based there. We saw Yellow Pages. We saw a Red Razor cell phone.
Yeah, I love it. That's also it was like 2004.
Yeah, something
2003
like that.
When it's based.
If you're a millennial lesbian, you're gonna love this. If you're a millennial in general, you're gonna love
if you,
this.
Hey, yo, if you lived in high school during that time, you're gonna love this. If you like good movies, you're gonna love this. You like comedies, you're gonna love this.
Right. What was that movie with fucking James Vanderbeek and they were in high school? Varsity Blues.
No, wait, that's Martin Lawrence. Wait.
Yeah, oops. Yeah. But yeah. It kind of gave like that vibe as well.
Varsity Blues vibes.
You know what I'm saying? It was really fire, man.
A lot. Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. I have a crush on every last actor on there.
All of them bomb.
Yeah.
One of the girls in there is a model, a Victoria's Secret model. Uh-huh. One of the Oh my God.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't. Oh, you, like in real life, she is.
Yeah, in real life, yeah. She's a Victoria's Secret model. I forgot her name, but she's, oh my God, beautiful. All of them are.
Beautiful. Was it Kaya? Is that how you say her name? I'm assuming her. She just looks great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kaya.
Her or Havana Rose.
Gilbert.
I'm not sure.
Gerbert.
Gerbert.
Gerber.
Like Kaya Gerber. Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Kaya
get
Gerber.
It together, bro. 1 out of 10. What would you rate this movie?
8.5.
Word?
8.5. Easy.
I'm going to give it a 9 only because I never give anything a 10.
Yeah.
I try not to. There's always time. There's always room for improvement.
Exactly. You got to hold always. The 10 close. The 10 is that's.
But it's like 9.999, yeah. Like 9991. You know what I mean? It's like right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can give it to him. It's like how well a condom works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just enough
just
where.
Just enough.
Just leave a little room for error.
A little room for error.
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, I guess, oops.
But here's the thing.
Error.
And, you know, I like this movie a lot for technical reasons, for its film, for its writing. But nostalgia for you, Am, well. this encapsulates your high school dream
it
experience.
Did.
And that's the thing. Like, that's I'm surprised it's not a 10 for you, to be honest for you. Because I understand you're trying to be objective.
No, it's a 10. I was just trying to, you know, it's definitely a 10 for me. It's a 10 for me, dog.
It's gonna be a 10 for me, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is, I'm pretty sure this is exactly how you wanted your high school experience to go.
It was,
to a degree.
Bro. It was. Because, like, it was so fire. Like, when the girls finally got laid, it felt like they
Spoilers.
Did it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. It's a movie. Come on. It's a movie. Everybody gets what they want.
Everyone knows the three-act structure.
Come on. It's such a great film because I definitely. Definitely saw myself in almost every last one of those characters.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, when I was in high school, bro, like, I was like a theater kid. I was weird, but I was also tough, but I was also funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have, like, enemies, per se, except for the one, you know, since sixth grade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To this day, mother bitch.
Hey, yo, if she see you, it's a wrap.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Those were my markers, bro. Who the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
that was
that's
the first time
into
I got
now.
Suspended.
Let's not get into it.
All now. Right. Well, we'll save that for another time. Yeah, but just know, to this day, on site.
On site, to this day.
I don't care if she's a mother.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
She could be breastfeeding.
Yeah. On site.
Mm-hmm. On site.
Anyways, I'm all right. So, but yeah, it's a great film. I really enjoy it. I can't remember what it's streaming on, but it's on something. I don't know.
It's all, yeah, it's on something.
It just
came out recently. Just check.
Bottoms.
Yeah, yeah.
Bottoms. Bottoms of the movie. It is amazing. I really do. And take it for what it is. It's just fun, low-key action-filled, mm-hmm. and just random, just fun.
I'll give you the formula. American Pie plus Fight Club
yep.
plus...
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
plus...
Almost Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, you know, we're going to go Almost. With that. I was gonna say plus John dies at the end, but that's a little too OD. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, only like one person died, I feel like. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Yo, go see Bottoms.
Yeah, go see it. Go see Bottoms. Fire. This was not a paid advertisement.
No,
we're
it wasn't.
Not being
they
paid for this.
They have no idea who I am. I've been stalking them on Instagram for quite some time.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, it's just a movie. It's kind of gotten weird,
I was
actually.
Just scrolling through. I didn't like anything. I don't, you know.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, cool.
Yeah. I right. mean, I did repost the fact that they did get nominated for, I believe it was like the Spirit Award or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like, congratulations to them. They were nominated for the Critics' Choice Movie Award. The Independent Spirit Award.
All right.
Looks like twice. And the GLAAD Media Award. So go ahead and check out Bottoms. Streaming. Just streaming. It's streaming.
It's out.
It's out. It's out. Next up, I Bust a Nut.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did you? Hold on, let me get the towels.
I mean, not like right now.
Oh, okay.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Yeah.
Let's talk about nuts.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Hold on. Wait. I'm not pulling anything out right now. Okay? That was just that one time. I was drunk. You said you were going to bring it up again. I'm not pulling anything
bro,
out.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay, so... we're comedians. We do random bits. Enjoy it. In stand-up comedy, but we're sitting down. Anyway, so what's going on here is I want to talk about my nuts. Wesley and I, we invented, actually, technically me, I invented.
Whoa.
Who was the first one to take the shot?
Damn, I couldn't even let you finish your statement because you just started being atrocious. You weren't by yourself when this happened.
But I was the one who had the idea to do it.
That's fine. That's fine. But you still had support. You still had people help, you know what I'm saying, with the whole R&D. Hold on.
The
see,
first
this is,
time I did it,
this
you
is why you can't let
like
motherfuckers
weird,
talk about
bro.
Stuff sometimes.
All right. All right.
See,
ladies, men, this is what they do. This is what
men, ladies, sometimes they like to take credit for stuff just because, you know what I'm saying? They were there and they were at the reins.
Bruh.
You know, you gave them an inch. They took a planet.
The story is, friend, as you well know, I was the first one to shoot the nut. Period. Which we really need to explain what the fuck we're
exactly.
talking about.
Exactly. See, we got caught.
It's been like a minute and 30 seconds and we have not said.
Okay, go ahead.
What the nut is.
Go ahead.
All right. So, the game that I created.
God, see, this is why.
So what happened was, we're in the backyard, you know, with my cousin and his dog, and he's letting his dog shit, doing his thing in the backyard. And we're outside drinking, having a good time, talking shit. And so, I bought this bird seed a while back, like parrot bird seed. I didn't realize it was for parrots only until after I brought it home. But anyways, it's for the birds in our backyard. We have a bird feeder. And a bird bath and a bird house. We like birds out here.
It's a whole bird sanctuary in the backyard. Yeah, your birds slide through.
Yeah, we fuck with birds, bro. Because they take care of the mosquitoes and the spiders and shit as fire. Mm-hmm. All of that.
Natural repellent.
Birds. So, anyways, inside of that bird bag, bird feeder bag with all the like nuts and shit and seeds and all kinds of things, there was like an acorn and like some pecans or whatever. Like, I don't know what these nuts are. Walnuts? I don't fucking know. And so anyways, what I decided to do is the bird bath was full of water because it rained not too long ago. So I picked up the nuts and I just kind of shot them into the bird bath, like shooting at it. And then it became a game. You know, of course, I invented it. I was also the first one to make a shot and the first one to make a shot two in a row with two different nuts.
First of all, it is your backyard, so you have home team advantage. So, of course, naturally, you'd be the most skilled
at this. We had all done it for the first time
together.
Don't act like that. We all had an opportunity to rise above, and you failed.
Now, failed is a very strong term because, of course, I also nailed a bundle of shots.
Failed.
All right? See, this is why you can't. Went in
I got receipts, bro. Receipts that you fucking filmed. I am the nut queen.
No, see, no one's denying that. No one's denying your reign. What I'm saying is, no one reigns alone. All right? An empire isn't built on the shoulders
of
one
asshole. How many nuts
have
you busted? Let me explain that, by the way. So, at one point, it was an acorn. Not only did I shoot that shit into the bird bath, and the bird bath was like, what is that, like cement or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Like stone? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's rock, whatever.
It's cement stone.
Cement
yeah.
stone.
Hard.
Rock. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, like my nuts. So anyways, I shot the acorn nut into it, and it kind of rimmed it. Like when you play basketball, you kind of hit the tip of the rim.
Yeah,
and it kind of slides
it.
In.
Yeah.
So when after the nut made contact on the rim of this stone, rock, marble, whatever fucking ass bird bath, it cracked the fuck open in three pieces.
It exploded.
I bust my nut. And I was the first one to do that shit too.
First of all, I've cracked three nuts.
And
okay.
The big nut, the nut inside, actually stayed inside of the bird feeder. I mean, inside of the bird bath. Not only did I bust a nut, my nut made the target, bro. And I'm going to post this on the podcast on Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course the Professional Silly Pod group on Facebook. Watch me bust my nut. Actually, no, that one was actually when I made two nuts in a row. It was fire. We didn't film it when our nut busted, but it was fire.
Yeah, she shot two nuts.
Two different nuts in a row, bro.
Okay, hey y'all. All right,
man. I don't have like Valentine's Day is coming up, man. I ain't got no Valentine, bro. Can I just let me have this, bro? Like, come on, man.
All I'm saying is you didn't do it by yourself. Okay, we are out here as a team. Okay, building this sport up from nothing. All right,
black
nutshot.
Black men stay trying to touch black.
And it's great too when you see the footage.
Yeah, it's actually
pretty. It's
hard.
Dope. It's
and
dope.
And you filmed that really well, bro. You had the angles down pat, bro. You can see that nut just enter the bird bath. Like it just, it was like it just, it was perfect precision, perfect filming. I don't even need to really edit it.
You don't. You don't. Here's the thing, y'all. Yes, yes, I get it. Y'all throwing nuts into a bird bath? Y'all sound. I know it does. Until
we play a lot of games.
Until you make it, you know. Oh, you know what else sounds dumb? Playing a card game solely associated with colors and numbers, also referred to as Uno. But you know how many gotten shot over that game? Plenty.
Facts. I pulled the knife on you last week.
Exactly. I still have the wound.
I mean, when you drop down two, drop fours like that, you know, you think I'm not going to stab you? What the fuck? Like, what?
Well, that's fine.
Don't
that's
get
fine.
Me started with spoons, bro.
First of all, let's not cut this podcast short due to fisticuffs, okay? That's not, all right? I'd rather not.
Listen, bro, what I'm saying is I'm the champion in a lot of these games, okay? Was it taco, goat, cheese, cat? That's mine too. Okay, I'm the best at that. Uno, all the ones. No Mercy, which we definitely haven't really played, but we have. Uno Dare, regular Uno, our version of Uno.
Hey, yo, home team advantage. That's what you got. So, I mean, all these claims you make, it really don't mean shit. Because if you were anywhere else, you'd get your ass whipped. I'm pretty
sure.
Wow,
I'm hearing talk.
Any advantage that you have would automatically be just swiped away if you were anywhere else.
We can fucking, we can play some games, film that shit, and show the listeners and the viewers of the Professionally Silly channel that I will whip that ass in any fucking game we play. I'll bust a nut on you. Talking about the game.
First of all, it's like you just forgot all the ass whoopings I've laid upon you in the past.
What
all right?
Ass whoopings? Name one.
Name really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? The multiple taco, cat, cheese, pizza whoopings I've given you? The
Are
multiple
you kidding me?
The multiple Uno whoopings I've given you?
Ah! What? Look at you, bitch.
No, first of all, that's because you tried to fool me.
I said look all at right? the Norwalk.
All right.
And then I did it.
Look at that gorilla. Exactly. Didn't even move.
All right.
Didn't even move. All right. You didn't even move.
Cat. Y'all can't tell what's going on here.
You ain't shit. You ain't. You know what?
Oh,
you,
I'm not shit.
You ain't.
Oh, I'm not shit.
You ain't.
Oh, I'm
shit.
Not shit.
You ain't shit. What?
You see this? You see this?
Do
broken,
something with it. Do something with it.
What?
Do something with it.
I do everything.
Listeners, she's got a glass in her hand, a broken glass in her hand. I know you heard that. She ain't gonna do shit with it. All right.
And stab. Stabbing is fun. Audibly. Stabbing is. How many is that? I lost count.
Seven.
Oh, he died so purdy.
Listeners, delete my browser history.
You're so fucking dramatic. Delete my browser history. Yo, nigga, say something so they don't think I killed you for real.
No.
Oh, he said no.
I'm dead now.
I'm dead.
And the listeners are accomplices. Good luck.
Ooh, damn. You know, a lot of us are black. We're screwed.
You can't afford a lawyer. Good job. Good luck.
Yo, next up, I want to talk to you guys about bullying. Julia Roberts had some things to say about that. So we're gonna switch up the tempo right quick.
I'm sure she's been bullied.
Oh, hell yeah.
A white woman?
Yeah. Oh, you're about to find out.
Has been acting her whole life?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. We're gonna sidebar right quick.
Sidebar
right quick. All right. The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl. That happened.
If we do not talk about how fire Usher's fucking halftime show was.
Yeah, it was an Usher performance featuring the Super Bowl.
It was an Usher performance featuring the Super Bowl featuring Taylor Swift.
Pretty much.
Also featuring Alicia Keys.
Oh my God.
Featuring Jermaine Dupri. Somehow
his
he was dressed like a ventriloquist dollist. It was really weird. It was I can imagine someone's hand up his ass just like making him talk. It was crazy.
Why would you? Yo, JD. Hey, yo, sidebar. I'm talking to you right now, bro. Why fire your stylist, bro? Because they making fun of you behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. Actually,
he knows.
Too.
He actually responded to it in an Instagram post.
Saying what?
He did. I don't remember what he said, but it was something like, "Y'all trying me?" Like he was laughing. He was taking.
No, we're not trying you. We're trying to have an intermission. We're trying to have an intervention for you right now.
You know what I'm trying to understand is how this man was able to bag Janet Jackson. I'm trying to.
Hey, yo, Short Kings, bro.
It's not. I don't even care about the shortness. It's.
No, I'm saying Short Kings. Like that, they say that because, like, you know, what I'm saying we make up for that. Well, not me. I'm 5'9". We make up for that shortness. You know, what I'm saying
he's
in
not
like
5'9".
In way other things. You know what I'm saying, and pretty much every other attribute.
All right, that's bullshit. Okay, so. But it was fine.
Usually,
there are a lot of people talking shit about the Usher halftime show, which I think is ridiculous. Like somebody at my job. All right, I'm sorry, Chad. I gotta call you out.
Sorry.
He said that it was vanilla, and I was like, what? What more do you want? There were skates. People were doing the mannequin challenge. There were artists just dropping from the rafters. Everybody. Atlanta show. The Super Bowl. It was like it was created for Atlanta. Hold on.
Damn. 9.5, G. No, that's 9. That's 9. That's 9.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I could not. That shit was like trapped in my throat. Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, that shit's crazy. So it was fire. So I'm like, what else should he have done? Should he have like fucking tamed a lion on cocaine? Like what?
I don't know.
On fire? Like what?
Yeah, I don't know too many people who have had complaints about that performance. I haven't.
Me neither.
So I mean, I of course, you know, in a large number, there's going to be somebody that has something to say out of the, you know, the exception or whatever. But
I will say this:
better than Rihanna's.
Yes, it was better than Rihanna's. I mean, everybody knows that.
I'm sorry, Riri, you fine and all that shit, but.
I mean, for me, I mean, she had a bunch of people dressed like fucking A$AP Rocky sperm dancing around. It was crazy.
Exactly.
Also, all the red, it was like period. It's like,
yeah,
it's not
hard to be a pregnant woman performing. It's not, to be honest. It's not.
Don't get me wrong, because I even remember talking about that Super Bowl halftime show with Rihanna back when it happened, and I gave her grace. You know, she was pregnant, etc. But let's be real. Usher's it topped that.
The nigga was on skates.
He was skating.
All right. Then he had the mic pole and with the circle around him burning.
Yep. Michael Jackson glove, all of that.
Come on, dog.
All of that.
I don't know what else you want.
He gave us like 87 songs in 15 minutes.
Multiple outfit changes.
Oh, it was amazing.
You know what I'm saying? An Alicia Keys feature.
Yeah, and also everybody who was like, oh, she missed that note. Alicia Keys was off key.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah,
shut
I did hear that.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
I did hear that.
Like, I'm so sick of it, bro. Like, what the fuck? It happens, bro. She fucked it, and then she picked up her fuck, shoved it somewhere, and fucking killed it. She looked beautiful. She was fresh, no makeup, killing it. All the was talking shit about Alicia Keys missing a note for the first half second. Let me hear you fucking sing.
Yeah,
in the Super Bowl.
Can you nail that note better?
Yeah,
can you,
let me hear you do it.
Can you do it while playing the piano? Up. Can you do it while looking that goddamn good?
Yeah, I'm so fucking tired of people just like nitpicking every little goddamn thing. Like, it was an amazing concert. It was an amazing experience. Usher fucking killed it. Ludacris fucking killed it. Lil Jon fucking
killed it.
You know what I'm saying? All of them fucking killed it. And honestly, it was
all the performers killed it.
They did, and it was fire as fuck to see all of these amazing black performers working together to rock that shit. And most folks who had a problem with it, I'm gonna be honest with you, a lot of them were white. It is what it is.
The majority of people that I've seen, which has been a small amount, mind you, but and I'm also conflating this with other moments of similar ilk. Usually they don't got no goddamn good taste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I tell you what, it's not all of them, because I've seen a lot of dope ass TikToks and reels, you know, talking about how millennials are what they're going through while they're watching the Super Bowl, like a sound effect of our knees cracking when we're trying to dance to Usher and shit. Just
I
like
didn't feel that because I stretch.
What's that? Shut the fuck up. What's that chick's name? Caprice Sisson or some shit. It's this white woman. She's fucking fire, and a lot of her content has to do with like music from the early 2000s and shit. She is fucking fire, bro. I can't think of her. It's like Capri Sun or some shit. She's fire. The best thing about it, bro, is that the nostalgia of that music was, oh yeah, the Chiefs won. So the nostalgia.
Who?
About,
doesn't matter. Keep going.
Taylor Swift was there. This nostalgia.
Yeah, she sounds familiar.
Yeah, that OT was crazy, though. I was exhausted.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was like, at this point, I was so fucking
tired. I went right to sleep after that shit.
Yeah, I was like, yo, hurry up and win, Chiefs, because I'm exhausted, bro. So if you miss the Super Bowl, I don't know what to tell you, but I mean, people were watching that shit in Brazil. People were watching that shit in Indonesia. Like, it was all over the world, bro.
Of course.
Because NFL is now worldwide, for those who don't know. It's international.
It's the Super Bowl, man. Yeah, it's the same as the, you know what I'm saying, the World Cup.
No, don't say that. People get real mad. Don't say that.
Don't say the World Cup?
A lot of people get real mad about that. That's a hot take.
Oh, my God.
That's a hot take.
NBA Finals. Is that better?
No, because that's a hot take. Oh, yeah. If you're saying Super Bowl versus NBA Finals.
I'm not versing anything. I'm saying, like, they're the same. Like,
caliber?
It's the same caliber of audience around the globe.
All right. I can say that.
Yeah.
Even the World Series, perhaps.
I'm not saying none's better than the other.
Which is funny. How is it the World Series, but it's only here in America? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I'm the world champ.
We are now.
Okay, we might have to start a segment called Wes's Soapbox. Wes's Soapbox.
So Wes just saw or just heard Julia Roberts talking about what she has experienced as an adult currently in bullying. Okay, which is kind of fucking bullshit. It really sucks that this is still a thing that's going on. I know I've been bullied. I know that you have been bullied, and a lot of you listening have been bullied as well. So what happened is Julie Roberts posted a photo of herself and her niece, Emma Roberts, which honestly, I didn't really realize they were related until like about 3 months ago.
I'll insult you about that later. Continue.
Also, Eric Roberts is her brother, for those who don't know. And Julie Roberts, fun fact, is from Smyrna, Georgia. I'm going to go ahead and play this audio for you guys to listen to so you can hear what's going on. And then we're going to hear what Wes and I think about this.
I posted a picture of my niece and I from one weekend morning. She'd slept over and we got up and we're having tea and playing cards and having this beautiful morning. It was great. I felt great about it. And my sweet little niece reposted it a couple of days later. And interesting things happened. The amount of people that felt absolutely required to talk about how terrible I looked in the picture. That I'm not aging well, that I look like a man. Why would I even post a picture like this when I look that terrible? People saying, God, I didn't even recognize her. This is what she looks like. And then the fights that break out within the comments where someone says, you should be nice. Why should I be nice? She looks terrible. And people start fighting within the comments. I was amazed at what that made me feel. And I'm a 50-year-old woman, and I know who I am. And still, my feelings got hurt. I was so hurt that people couldn't see the point of it, the sweetness of it, the absolute shining joy of that photo. And I thought, God, what if I was 15? That's just devastating. And it really made me see all the things about hearts and clicks and likes. And you realize there is something neurological about this whole system. It was fascinating to me. And I think it taught me a lot about being a young person in today's society.
Wes, you just heard what happened, and from Julia Roberts' lips herself, those beautiful lips that have been insured, honestly, in the past. I think they did have insurance on them at one point. But anyways, the disrespect and the bullying that someone as wonderful, as sweet, kind, and talented as her still has to deal with online bullying on social media. What are your thoughts about what she said?
I have a multi-tiered thought about this. One is that doesn't matter where you are in life, doesn't matter what accolades or success or what things you've accomplished, you're still a person and you can still have the ability to get your feelings hurt, even from people that others may perceive as beneath you, especially when you're opening or you're trying to be vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
especially in those kinds of moments.
Mm-hmm.
Next level to that is it's interesting how she just realized that. As a person, I understand she's 50. I understand the time in which everything sort of got to the way it is, you know, as far as tech, as far as the way the system evolved, likes and using that to do everything and all that. I understand that, you know, given her age, she's going to just now sort of be catching up to that and making that realization.
I think what you said is valid as shit. Also, because of her age, mm-hmm. you know, she and us, technically, we grew up without social media. So bullying, it had to be done to your fucking face.
In real
face.
Life, yeah.
And you could either walk away or you could blah, blah, blah. But now it follows you everywhere you go.
Yeah, you just got to eat that shit.
It's in your pocket. It's always with you, you know. And people think because you're well-known, they can just say whatever the fuck they want to you. Because in their mind, oh, well, you're a celebrity, so you technically belong to the public. That's not true. These are still people. And whether you believe it or not, just because they're rich and wealthy doesn't mean they're fucking happy. You have no idea what these celebrities or your neighbor or the, I was going to say the milkman, the milkman or whoever. You have no idea what people are actually going. You have no idea what your best friend could actually be going through. Mm-hmm. You cannot make those assumptions. And the words that you say and the words that your children say is very heavy. It matters. Okay. Because the thing is, whether you believe it or not, and many of you can attest to this, you can still feel the hurt of words and the bullying and those things that happen to you as a child, as an adult. It doesn't just end because you grow up, because there's mm-hmm. also adults who are also assholes.
Yep. There's a reason the term sticks and stones can break my bones, but words never hurt me, because words hurt. Mm-hmm. And it was an adult who created that phrase, because words still hurt adults.
Yep.
And my last level to this is, she's a 50-year-old woman, 50-year-old woman age. I mean, regardless of how much work you put in.
Yeah.
Regardless of, especially if you keep it natural.
How dare she age naturally?
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're keeping it natural.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of how much water and juice you drink and, you know, whatever. You're still going to age regardless of how graceful it is. And the fact that she's even made it to 50. The fact that she even, the fact that she's keeping it natural
and still acting,
the
still,
fact that she's, yep. You know what I'm saying? She's, the fact that she still has good health to her and the fact that she is aging gracefully. Mm-hmm. That's a compliment unto itself.
And she a Georgia girl, what's popping?
You know what I'm saying? And, and a lot of those comments, this is a bonus thought. A lot of those comments alludes to what they would do if they were in that position. Mm-hmm. They would probably be getting the lipos and the lip injections and mm-hmm. the Botox and this and that. They will be trying to, you know, stay young forever, quote unquote.
And a lot of women are doing that. And I praise the women who are, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, that's your choice. But those of us who are deciding, hey, this is me. This is what you're going to get right now. Mm-hmm. I don't need to this put is, on, yeah.
This is know? Enough for me. So take it or leave it.
Exactly. I don't know Julia Roberts personally, clearly. But I do feel for her, because I can definitely say that I know how she feels, because I too have been bullied online. I've been bullied in person. And I don't think there's anybody who has not experienced that. And it doesn't feel great. And this is for the parents who are listening right now. You need to make sure, or look into it, and make sure your children are not bullying others. Here's the thing. It's one thing to be worried about a child who's being bullied, but if you know your child is bullying, or someone tells you that your child is bullied, and you're like, oh, not my child. My child would never. You need to pay attention. I know that it's a reflection on you, so you want to defend yourself. But if you're hearing multiple complaints and issues dealing with your kid, just look into it. Because the things that they're doing and saying to other children and even adults, catastrophic things can happen. That's how kids end up shooting up schools. That's how kids, you know, start doing all kinds of shit. People commit suicide. You need to be accountable mm-hmm. for things. And at the very least, look into what's happening. Pay attention, because you could save a life by doing so. Now I'm going to end this with this. Today on the big show, we were talking about a woman who went viral on TikTok, who pretty much decided to punish her child for bullying another child. So she called that parent. The kids were like making fun of a young lady's hair. So what she did was she punished her child by contacting the child's parent that she bullied, mm-hmm. contacting that child's parent, saying, hey, I am so sorry that this happened. Here's what I'm going to do. this weekend. My daughter had an appointment to get her hair braided. If it's okay with you, it's already paid for. I would love it for you, for your daughter to take the hair appointment. It's my friend. She does hair. She does an amazing job. She also gave her money for like Krispy Kreme donuts and all that shit. So her daughter didn't get to get their hair done. She had a long talk with her kid about what she should not have done. It was handled very well. And I might go ahead and put that audio in so you guys can hear it for yourselves. But it's fire how she took care of that in about, on the big show, apparently, you know, about 80% of the comment section agreed with what she did, but they were still the 20%. Oh, she went too far. Oh, why did she film it?
What? I would have thrown a whooping on top of that.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe she did. She didn't film that part, though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She filmed it because there's so many negative things out there. She is showing you another way
exactly.
of working with this particular situation. She didn't film her child's face. She didn't film the other girl's face. She didn't do any of that.
Oh, she did it right then.
Yeah, she handled business and gave us an idea of what we also could do to take care of this, because I guarantee her daughter is probably never going to do that shit again.
I hope not.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope not.
There's a lesson to be learned. I mean, only the future can tell us, but I just think that what that mom did was fire.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. If you're a bully, stop that shit, because it's more than words. You think it's just words because you're hurt. You want to fuck with somebody else and try to bring them down to your level. You have no idea. Their level may be even lower than yours, and you might end up pushing them to do something that they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just stop. Ask yourself, is it worth it? And I'm talking to adults too, because a lot of assholes out there paying taxes, making everybody else feel like shit. Stop it.
And there's probably somebody out there who might make the argument that bullying builds character, that it's something that,
well, they're fucking stupid.
It's something that, you know, a person should go through so that, you know, they can rise above it. And you're confusing that for adversity. You're confusing that with just a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those happen in your life. A person will face many adversities, stuff like this and stuff not like this. I say that to say there will be many tests that you'll have in your life that will shape and test who you will and hopefully become in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? We can scratch bullying off and we'll be good. We won't lose nothing.
We don't need that.
We won't lose nothing.
The thing is that life is hard enough. We're going to learn those life lessons. I don't need you giving me a wedgie or
a swirly or some shit.
I can figure
this
out.
Taking my lunch money and my fucking chocolate milk.
Yeah, no, life is already going to be hard enough. I don't need you to add to it. So with this, I say fuck bullying. If you are a bully, yo, stop that shit, get some help, talk to somebody and work out your problems and stop taking on everybody else. If you are being bullied, seek out some help, ask for some help, talk to someone and figure out a way to rectify this, because you deserve better. You matter. Yeah. I'm talking to children and adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because grown get bullied too.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
They get bullied too.
Yeah, they do. All right, so that was our serious part.
Yeah, that was the serious part.
Yeah, we got serious.
Yeah, see, that was me pulling the bazooka out on the shooting the shit.
Yeah, we serious out here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck bullies. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Fuck them.
If there is anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's I will bust a nut on all of y'all.
Hey, yo, chill the fuck out. I'm still recovering from my wounds, but you ain't gonna bust
shit. I only stabbed you 7 times. Calm down.
It felt like 9. It felt like 9.
It might have been. I lost count. Whatever. Yeah, that was dark. I love it. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Shout out to my listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review on whatever platform you're using to listen to. It would definitely help my podcast grow. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly, and you can binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. You can start from the beginning and grow with me, because I've had different microphones. I went through different topics and formats. We're going to figure this shit out.
Remember that time you were recording in the toilet?
Why would you tell them that?
Oh, for backstory purposes.
You're a dick.
I love you too.
You know, share this podcast with a friend. Also, don't hog all the silly to yourself. Make sure you don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Wesley, aka Hey DJ Hey Cousin.
Yeah, get it right.
Shut the fuck up. And Wesley, aka Hey, damn it, you fucked me up.
I sure goddamn did fuck you up.
All right. And Wesley, aka DJ Hey Cousin, where can they find you?
They can find me a little bit everywhere. Behind you, for example.
Oh. Sorry, that was my hair. It touched my earlobe.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Get at me on the Twitter /X, Westy Roberts /Capricorn Jenkins. Of course, Instagram, by Wes Roberts. TikTok, DJ Hey Cousin. Catch me on the podcast platforms, on the Ugly Podcast for all my old episodes, the new ones to come. We love y'all, man. We really do. I appreciate y'all. I've seen your comments on her platforms, and I really appreciate y'all's love, man. It's been great. It's been great being here so far.
We kind of like you a little bit. It's cool.
Yeah.
As always, you guys can check out the show notes down below. My email is there. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You have any stories you want us to cover, any topic ideas, or maybe you just want to tell us that we're amazing, our voices are sexy, you've had dreams about us, whatever, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Hit us up on the on my Google Voice number, leave me a voicemail or text me, 805-664-1828. Down below in the show notes, you can find my social media, my TikTok, Instagram, all of that is in my Linktree link in the show notes, as well as my P.O. Box, which is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250.
You were holding that in, boy.
Yeah, that came out my body. That came out
you
my
earned
body.
That one.
A whole body area.
That was more of an 8, though.
Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters.
Podcasters.
Where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you guys with this. Actually, I don't have one. Next week. If you're an avid listener, you know why the fuck that's funny. Bye.